Welcome, everybody, to the Wonder Boldly podcast. I'm Christine Santos, bringing to you all of the action steps and knowledge I've learned on my journey to becoming an online business owner, quit my corporate job, and now live the life that I desire on my own terms. This podcast is jam-packed with all the knowledge I've gained over the past few years growing my online business. I am so passionate about you going after what it is that you want. I want to encourage and motivate you to know that you too can live the life that you desire. Thank you so much for listening. Let's go.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Wonder Boldly. Today, I have with me my friend, Amy Meyer, and I have to tell you, Amy and I have known each other for a long time. I really honestly don't know how long, I forget. So we don't see each other on the regular, but we see each other, air quotes, for those who can't see a video, on social. And she has a personal account, and so we go back and forth, whatever, just as one does. And then somehow, one day, very recently, maybe 2 months ago, I find out she has her own business. And I'm like, what? How don't I know about this? And then I go to her Instagram page and it's freaking hysterical. Like, it is such my sense of humor. It's really what I want to do, not what she does as a business, but be funny. I think I'm funny. Nobody else thinks I'm funny. But anyways, she is doing the thing. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I got so excited. So I immediately reached out to her, said, how don't I know this? Let's get together. We got together, had coffee, talked about the journey of entrepreneurship, which we are going to get into today. And I said, you got to come on the podcast. So she graciously agreed. Here we are. Amy, I'm so happy to have you here. This is so exciting.
I love this. This is so fun.
It's so fun. Okay. So first, I want to introduce you to the audience. So will you tell the audience a little bit about yourself? I know that you grew up in upstate New York and went to college in Albany, I believe. Yeah. New York, folks.
Yes.
You get the idea. And then she moved to the Boston area. So if you want to start there, I think that would be great.
Yes. So I left Albany, moved out to Boston because one of my college roommates moved out here. I used to come and visit him multiple times a month. I thought it was so fun. And I finally decided, why don't I just move here? So a couple of other roommates were out here. We all hung out. My friend had a job where he traveled a ton. And I thought that was just really cool. So I gave him my resume, ended up in that corporate world for almost 25 years. Met my husband there. I have two children. That's where I met you, Christine. And it was a wonderful career. After almost 25 years, I decided I did everything I could do there and went on to another corporate position. Ended up getting laid off. Unfortunately, after 15 months, I had worked for a wearable fitness tracker for a while. And then that's when I started my entrepreneur journey. After getting laid off, I thought, now's the time. This is an opportunity to figure out what I really want to do. And that's how we got here.
So I have a question about that. Would you say that it was out of necessity that you went the entrepreneurial route, or more out of curiosity or something else?
It was more for the flexibility. So having the time, having the freedom of time and the flexibility, I really enjoyed corporate careers. Like I liked what I was doing. I loved the people, the products. I fully believed in what I was selling, but it's the 9-to-5 grind and Monday to Friday. Although I worked from home and had a little bit of flexibility, I needed to run and pick up the kids from school or something. It was really, what if I did work for myself? What if I could do something that I was really interested in and it could really put my whole heart into it? So that's where it started.
So how did you decide? So this question is specific for you, my audience, because I know a lot of you listening are thinking, well, maybe I want to do something more. You don't maybe even want to quit your corporate job, or maybe you just want to do maybe a side hustle, or just maybe not even bring in extra income, but just something else. So as we, I'll speak for myself, as we age and get older, it's like, is there something else I can get involved with? Is there something different, something more, whatever the right adjective is? A lot of the challenges I see with people I talk to is, I don't know what to do. What am I going to do? Sure. Do I have an extra 5 hours a week that I could put into starting a side hustle? Probably. If I put my mind to it, I could do it. But what am I going to do? So can you talk a little bit about that, like how you decided to go to your, which we're going to get into, your business and how that all evolved for you?
I knew I wanted to do something for myself, but I didn't have any hobbies that I could monetize. I wasn't a photographer or a baker. I couldn't do anything. Like, what if I actually turn this into a career? So my husband actually tagged me in an Instagram post. It's a woman I follow now. She does e-commerce. So she has multiple online stores. And he said, maybe not this specific idea that, she was talking about that day, but what if you did something like this? And I thought, that's really not that it's no risk, but I don't have to invest in a ton of equipment or open a brick and mortar store or have necessarily a lot of inventory. It's something that you can manage as a side hustle. And I think where, like you said, if you really want to do something, you're going to find the time. So even now, I still do have a full-time corporate position. I would love for this business to be my full-time job someday, but it is at the point where it's growing and hopefully I can get there. But I will spend time on the weekends or after work putting together an email campaign or doing some Instagram posts or things like that. So I think if you want to start and become an entrepreneur, there's a lot of resources to help you get started, and you really do have to just put the time and energy into it.
So, tell us about what specifically you are doing right now in your entrepreneurial when you have that hat on.
Yes. So I have my own website, globemenopause.com. So my business is Globe Menopause Solutions. I sell products that help alleviate common symptoms of menopause, whether it's hot flashes, sleep issues, night sweats, brain fog, all the things. And a lot of what I'm doing as an entrepreneur, I'm adding new products to my website. I'm setting up email campaigns through my email provider. I'm doing social media posts. I'm constantly sourcing new products and looking at different vendor websites and having meetings with potential vendors and suppliers. So there's a lot going into it where it's all online. I don't have to physically go into an office, but it is time consuming in the sense that those are the things that I'm doing on a day-to-day basis.
In that description, it sounds very time consuming. And you also mentioned you have a full-time job. I'm hoping that you can alleviate some of my listeners' concerns about that time consuming aspect. Not to say that it isn't time consuming, of course, but can you paint a picture? Like, how do you get all that done and run this business and still have a 9 to 5? You have children, you're married, all that. How does that happen?
I don't want to make it sound, I keep saying time consuming, but it's just putting in whether it's a half hour at night to make sure your inventory is correct. Or I also pack orders before I start my 9 to 5. If I have any orders that have come in after the kids go to school at 7:30, I'll pack up orders and run to the post office. I think the building of it, like building my website, you can do that in a weekend if you just put your mind to it. It's not something that's going to take you months to do. When I did it, it took me a while because I was still trying to do other things and I just did it little by little. Same thing with setting up your email campaigns. If I wanted to, I'm going to send out an email campaign, for example, about magnesium. Like magnesium is a very hot topic. I'm going to educate my email subscribers about magnesium, the different forms and the products that we have that have those types. That might take me maybe a half hour to 40 minutes tonight just to put together an email template and then send that out. It's definitely doable. I think just once you set up that initial infrastructure, it's just maintaining your business and doing the little things.
Yeah, and I'm just going to add to that because that's also what I've learned and I'm in the process of. So I think what you did, it sounds like from the start, is set up the infrastructure. And I think that is so important. I didn't do that, or I did it in dribs and drabs here and there. But I think that if I were to give advice, I would give the same advice that you're giving here. And that is setting up that infrastructure, setting up those processes or systems, whatever it needs to be for your business, setting that up is really vital, because otherwise you're spending a lot of time where you don't need to be spending time. So for the first 2 years, I was writing every invoice. Every contract was done individually, manually. So what I've learned along the way, and I still want to improve, it's still like so many things that you can really save time in automation and so forth. So what I've learned along the way is having those processes, having templates, because it sounds so basic. Like if somebody said to that, they probably did actually 4 years ago, you want to have templates. I'm like, yeah, I get templates, whatever. And if you don't actually do that for my business, I'm talking, then you're spending time for every single thing, whether it's a contract, an invoice, whatever, what have you. So that really, that piece of advice you gave really spoke to me from a service-based perspective. Can you give examples from a product-based perspective?
Absolutely. Templates are wonderful because it allows you to use best practices, right? Somebody already built this thing and all you have to do is just plug in your numbers and it's automated. You do it one time and it's done. So using that example, I use Klaviyo for my email provider. They have multiple templates. I just select the one I want. I put my copy in, my pictures of my products. I don't even have to add pictures of my product. It's connected to my catalog. So I just say, okay, I'm going to click this and it automatically populates some images. It just saves you time. And then once that's done, it's sending the emails to everyone on my list automatically. I don't have to do anything. I can see if anyone clicked on it, if someone made a purchase from it. So it gives me like, okay, what's working, what's not. Same thing with my website. If you told me like 2 years ago, you're going to build a website, I would have laughed uncontrollably. But I used a template. Like I use Shopify as my website platform. They give you templates. There's all kinds of different themes you could use. You just plug it in. I watched a YouTube video, an hour-long YouTube video, and followed along. And again, just use tools that people have already created, and it just makes it easy. And now my website is up. I don't have to manually go out and sell. I still have to market my business, but someone can order something from my website at 2 a.m. and I'm sleeping and it's something that's already set up.
And I love how you said somebody can order 2 a.m. and I'm sleeping, because that you hear a lot about what's the phrase, Amy? Passive income. So you hear a lot about passive income. And when you have the systems in place, that's definitely something that's doable, right? In your example, the passive income is that somebody is, based on all your systems, somebody's buying at 2 a.m. Now you're still, they buy something, you're still packaging up and going to the post office. Let's be real. Yeah. You're not sitting on the beach with your pina colada. Like there is work, but there isn't as much work if you didn't have those systems in place.
Yes. And I would love to get to the point where I am on the beach and people are still ordering, because as you grow and as you scale, or I could even do it now, you can pay a third party somebody else can warehouse all my products and they're going to package and ship it and use my custom packaging that I have that has my brand label and everything on it. Or if you're thinking of getting into e-commerce, you can do drop shipping where you don't hold any inventory at all. You're just sending direct from the supplier. So I think if anyone is listening here and you're on the fence about, I don't want to put in the time, it seems like a lot of work, it is upfront. Make sure that you have your LLC and your tax documents and just get all that. It seems daunting, but once you get all that in place, it's not, I don't want to say passive, because again, you're still doing some work, but the point you made, setting up your infrastructure is the way to go. And then you don't have to do as much work.
Yeah. Thank you. So let's talk about specifically why you chose products for menopause. Let's get into menopause.
So I think if you're thinking of a business, you want to be an entrepreneur, what do you know? What are you passionate about? What do you have knowledge about? What problem are you solving? Is there a problem out there where you think, God, I could make that better? Or I wish they had XYZ. Boom, that's your business idea. So toyed around with, I'd love to do e-commerce, but what would I even sell? And one day I was at a friend's house, we were hanging out at a St. Patrick's Day party, and another friend was talking about menopause symptoms. I'm like, oh God, I've been in menopause for years already. And I was like, that's something I know. personally about. I know that there's millions of people that are suffering with this and not a lot of options out there if you're not on like hormone replacement therapy. And that's where I got that idea.
And so, did you first think I'm going to develop a product based on my symptoms? Like, how did that all come to your selling products?
Yeah. So I know I'm just a person who has gone through menopause, in menopause now, postmenopause. I'm not a clinician. I don't have intimate knowledge about how to develop a product. I could partner with someone like that, but I figured since this business is new, let me go in and sell products that have already been established, that have a good reputation, good efficacy. I know they work. So I am an authorized retailer for other brands. So it's like a menopause marketplace, if you will, right? And I'm just like, you could go into Sephora and buy 10 different brands of makeup. Think of the same thing as Glow Menopause Solutions for all different brands of menopause related products or products that are specific to helping different symptoms.
How do I source products? How do I get companies to allow me to sell their products? Like, how does all that happen?
Yes. I reach out directly to the manufacturer. Some of them have wholesale agreements, or there are different marketplaces. Like there's wholesale marketplaces. You can also go to trade shows. So a lot of times vendors and suppliers will go and have their products on display, and you can speak to them directly there and negotiate rates. It's pretty different per vendor, but there's a lot of resources out there. If you have an idea in mind and there's a product that you think, oh, I bet I could sell this or maybe put my own spin on it, reach out directly to the manufacturer.
So, do you continue to add to your menopause shop? So, if somebody's going to your website and they're looking at the products, should they go back and look again? Are you always adding, or are you now at a point where you're like, okay, these are the products that I'm selling?
Always adding. And I think that's the key is to keep people coming back. There's definitely favorites where we talked about this nighttime magnesium cream before we got started. I just sold out again. I have another 80 on the way. I just can't keep it in stock. Something like that I'll always have. It's like a flagship product. But then others, I just added a collagen. It's Skin Boost Plus Collagen, so it's good for skin building. So things like that. I'm always looking for new things. I'm probably my best customer, right? So, okay, I think this would help me, or this is something that I use on a regular basis. I bet my customers would love it as well.
So, what are some of the symptoms that people are experiencing that you can share with us to say, okay, let me go check out what products are out there?
A lot of times when you think of menopause, you think of a hot flash. It's certainly a very common symptom. There's also night sweats, right? So hot flashes, you only get it at night. Brain fog, like carrying your keys around your hand while you're looking for your keys. Mood swings, itchy skin, insomnia, brittle hair. I just did a video on Instagram yesterday, electric shocks.
Yeah, I
You know,
saw that, which
a
I
lot
didn't
of
know that
times.
one.
Yeah. So fluctuations in estrogen and declining estrogen levels can have an effect on your nervous system. So sometimes those, signals get a little short-circuited. It could cause electric shocks, weight gain around the abdomen. There's honestly so many symptoms. And again, I am not a clinician. So I think the best thing to do is go to your doctor, be informed, gather as much information as you can.
Now, for you, have you been through menopause, gone through menopause? Like,
Yes.
can you educate the listeners on, because I think we use the term menopause just generically, but
Yep.
menopause, as you will teach us, is just actually one day. So can you go through that and teach us all?
Great point. Yes. So the average age of menopause is 51. So average, it could be earlier, could be later. And menopause is defined as going 12 months without a period. So once you've hit that mark, you're in menopause. Okay, there's that day. After that, you are considered postmenopausal. The time leading up to that, it could be up to 10 years before that, you're in perimenopause. And that's when you might start experiencing hot flashes. Your cycles could become irregular. Maybe you're heavy or lighter flow, maybe more frequently, less frequently, but you'll start to see those changes. And perimenopause, again, can last a very long time, and that's when you're going to start experiencing those symptoms.
For me, I am really struggling with the brain fog. Have for a very long time. So I saw you had an ad for the, I'm looking for them now, but you had
Oh,
an
the
ad.
mushroom gummies.
Yeah, the gummies. I love
Yes.
them. Can you tell us a little bit about
Yes.
those selfishly?
Yes. These Wonder Focus mushroom gummies, I carry those. It's by a brand called Plant People. And they have lion's mane and cordyceps mushrooms, which help with focus and energy. Green tea, B6, B12, wonderful for helping to focus. I will take two in the morning before I sit down and look at my email inbox. I have a very good friend who just ordered another bag yesterday. She said she was this week. She's I kept mixing up, like she made a doctor's appointment for her daughter, but mixed up the time with the orthodontist appointment. So they got to this other appointment 2 hours early, and she's, what am I doing all week? I've been like this. And she realized she had run out of gummies, so she placed another order. They definitely help.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a funny story. And I also did something similar for myself. I made an appointment with my doctor and showed up at the wrong location.
Yeah.
And they just laughed. They know. Anyways, thank you so much, Amy. This has been so
Absolutely.
fun.
This has been wonderful. I hope this was helpful to your audience as well.
Yeah, definitely. And on a last note, I think we already covered it, but if you have any other gem you want to share, what is one action item you would share with the audience?
Get started. If you're thinking about launching a podcast, if you're thinking about starting your own business, it seems daunting, but people have done it before, and I'm testament to that, right? If I can do it coming from the corporate world my entire career to launching my own website and my own business at age 50, you can do it. Just use the resources at your disposal, whether it's a YouTube video, have coffee with a friend who's an entrepreneur, join a small business group. There's a lot of resources. Go for it. You can be successful. And I get an immense feeling of pride too. Like, hey, look what I did. And I'm helping people fix their problems. So it's a wonderful feeling.
It is a wonderful feeling. Thank you for that. Yeah. When I get messages about somebody so excited they launched their podcast, that is so
Yeah.
fantastic. And so, how I think of it, I'm going to get all passionate now, but so how I think of it, let's use podcasting so I can obviously speak to that. So, I help somebody launch their podcast that now they're getting whatever their message is, let's say it's weight loss, out into the world and
Yeah.
they're helping other people. And then the same for you. So you're selling a product that's helping somebody. And maybe tomorrow, when I start my other interview, I won't put in the wrong password 5 times because I'm going to take my gummies. What happened to Amy and I today? We had to schedule a half an hour later because I locked myself out because of brain fog. So it's that trickle down effect,
Yeah, I love
helping
when
somebody.
someone leaves a review. Oh, this has helped me so much. That's why you do what you do. It's wonderful. Yeah, it's a great
It
feeling.
is. Can you share with us where people can find you, your website, and where they can follow along?
Yes, my website is glowmenopause.com. And on TikTok and Instagram, it's Glow Menopause. And on Facebook, it's the page is Glow Menopause Solutions.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you.